I'm Ken Schrod, spokesman for the State Corporation Commission. The following news release was issued by the Commission on Wednesday, July 25th, in conjunction with the entry of an SCC order in case number PUE-2010-00139. This is the Commission's final order that sets a delivery service rate for Washington Gas. The Commission has accepted a stipulation that results in refunds to Virginia customers. The State Corporation Commission has approved a rate increase for the delivery of natural gas within the Virginia service territory of Washington Gas that is approximately $8.5 million less than the company sought. The Commission order means Washington Gas will recalculate its delivery service rate that has been charged since October 1st of 2011 and refund the difference to customers with interest. The service delivery charge is the cost to consumers to operate the gas distribution system. It does not include the cost of the natural gas consumed by the customer, which is listed as a separate gas supply charge on the monthly bill. On January 31, 2011, Washington Gas filed an application for an increase in annual operating revenue of approximately $29.6 million, or roughly 6%. The request was amended to $28.5 million, which was then allowed to go into effect on an interim basis beginning October 1 of 2011. Following a comment period and several hearings, Washington Gas filed a proposed stipulation to address all outstanding issues and allow an increase of $20 million, or approximately 4.1%. The stipulation was joined by the Attorney General's Division of Consumer Counsel, the staff of the State Corporation Commission, and representatives of Arlington, Fairfax, and Frederick counties. The interim rate increase on October 1st increased the typical residential heating customer's bill by approximately $4.25 per month. The final rate approved by the SCC reduces the amount of the increase to $3.05, or a difference of $1.20 per month. Washington Gas provides service to approximately 495,000 customers in Virginia. For additional information regarding this matter, you can contact me, Ken Schrod, at 804-371-9141. Any or all of this audio file may be used for broadcast or other suitable purposes.